Blog Talk Radio.
Well, apparently I'm the only one on this call. Elder Kamisha, Elder Buck, Evangelist Katie, Pastor Basile, Apostle Dez, Pastor Marlette, Deacon Dre Sean, and let's see who else. Yep. Trying to go over some details for Kingdom Church, Fifth Sunday service, getting a plan in action, getting a staff of individuals to help prepare the children for it, making contact with parents on a constant basis, even though starting Friday, tomorrow, September 1st, that their children need to be in Kingdom Church every Sunday in order to prepare them for this Sunday. And then to contact the children's accountability partners to help them assist in the preparation for the young people, trying to come up with a program, an event of what the service is going to look like and what parts individuals are going to play in the service and their preparation for those parts so that the kids look more polished, look like a mob of kids, you know, kind of being all over the place. Getting our shofar section in harmony with one another, and that would be the Cruz and Timothy and Minister Dominic. Then we want to offer it to whoever else may be interested. Oh, there is Apostle KP. She coming to the house. Hallelujah. Marnette, the door. Well, we have someone here, so let's get up and get moving.
Amen.
We just want to have something that kids can take pride in, can be proactive in developing it, and therefore have a vested interest in making sure it comes off the way it should. So,
go get the door and open it for me. I think a possible. Okay.
That wasn't somebody coming for the meeting. We do want to. We have someone on the line. Hallelujah. Okay. That's great. I just made you live. Hopefully, there we go. Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, right? Good evening.
You say good morning?
I did. I'm back. Yeah.
Okay. I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah.
Is that better?
Is that Yes, Pastor Bethel.
No, this is Elder Kamisha.
Okay, Elder Kamisha. All righty. Okay. Well, thank you, ladies. Maybe my name is trying to get everybody else on the line, but I had recorded some things when I started, but let's start in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the gathering of those who want to work with your young people to bring out the gifting and the talent in them and to give them a sense of purpose and position within the body of Christ and a place of joy and excitement in working in Kingdom Church, being a part of Kingdom Church as they interact with each other on a weekly basis and as they have to learn to walk with you, O Lord, on a daily basis. So we thank you for those that have a heart to assist them in this process and in this journey. And we pray, O God, that we will work in harmony, that the giftings may be used, Lord, to edify the body of young people and bring them to a strong place in faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. So I can't find the remote right now. My grandson was looking at TV. He's on and not quiet. But anyway. Oh, there it is.
Okay.
So I figured Blog Talk was a viable vehicle for us to try to brainstorm. Did you guys look at the video, the YouTube video of the young man proclaiming Jesus?
Yes.
I wonder, what was your thought?
I think I was most moved by the fact that he could go from the through each book and pull out a characteristic of God, literally from each book, on down to when he got to the end of declaring how he could not be stopped, how he could not be shut down. He could not be, you could not excuse him, you couldn't do anything. And then that declaration over his own life, him saying that he is the ruler of my life,
right.
was a powerful, a very, very powerful thing.
Yeah, I enjoyed that part. I applauded just the fact that the 11-year-old, I don't know if he read it or was reading it or reciting it or whatever, but just knew the books of the Bible, number one.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that's an area that we all need proficiency in. I don't know that obviously we can do that within a month. Fifth Sunday is going to fast come. So, you know, just wanting some kind of focus for it, we you know, search each fifth Sunday or leading up to the fifth Sunday as to what the, you know, the focus is going to be. And so someone brought that to my attention, so I thought that was a good focus. I think mm-hmm. that some portion of it can be replicated. It just probably would look a little different, and we need your creative insight to figure out how it can look or be suitable for Kingdom Church. We have several issues that have to be overcome. I think one is that we need to reach out to parents every week to encourage them to bring their kids to Kingdom Church, because unless they come, we can't get them prepared. We have to encourage mm-hmm. them to come timely so that we could get started on a workable curriculum. But it's difficult. If some come at, you know, 10:30, some come at 10:45, some come at 11, some come at 11:15, some come at 11:30. one of the individuals wanted to address their singing a song, which I think all of the kids can be taught a song, but someone just has to make that commitment to do that. So getting the parents to bring them is step one. And then coming up with a program structure. We don't have to stick to one. We can do anything we want. And every time I let the young people know, however you want to do it, you can do it. You know, but they don't have that much of a creative and want to release it or speak it. So, you know, those that are working with them often come up with something unique and different. So the, you know, quiz, the church, their play, different, you know, other individuals come up with that. So we just need somebody some staffing to do that. I read you guys' proposal for the team, and I think it's definitely in harmony with what Kingdom Church does. The only problem is we do it on a, if you will, global age environment as opposed to, you know, dividing the ages up. And that mainly is because there's just no staff to do it, or there's no kids there to do it. So it's hard to bring kids into, well, they got to show up out of that. And a lot of them are restricted because of family situations and whatever. So ambiance would be great. We have to creatively come up with what we have, make it conducive to that, you know, kind of environment. You can always split the room in half have sections in the room that are more geared towards teenagers, other sections that are more geared toward the toddlers, another section maybe that's more good geared toward what do they call it? The between tweens. Yeah, okay. And we do have the tables that way, so it's just a matter of doing the environment around the table that way. Again, everything takes staff, takes people to do it. Somebody, you know, to do it. We always get those that start, but they don't continue.
Mm-hmm. Overseer, can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
What is the age range from youngest to oldest in Kingdom Key?
Say it again.
What's the age range from youngest to oldest, roughly?
I would say it's probably 8 months to 21.
Okay.
And you have...
Go ahead.
I'm here. I would say we have the little table is basically about eight kids. I'd say you got eight kids in each one of the age brackets, 0 to 5 or 6, and then 7 to 12, and then 13 and up. So you got eight people basically in each one of those areas.
That's helpful. Now, in terms of splitting up the room, is it possible, because we have three groups, to have room 10 open?
Well, the problem with room 10, if you look at it now, you can't get in there. It's especially this time of year. It is used for preparing for the experience. So people are going to be using it basically as a storage. They're pulling stuff out and getting it organized, and that's where they work and do it in that world. So that's the biggest issue. It's probably dangerous.
Okay.
Now. because they haven't put the things up, and so it's just stuff everywhere.
So we only have those three rooms available to us then?
Really, we only have that one room, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ponder that some more. So for this Sunday, is there a theme we're going with for September?
Well, that's why I sent that video.
Well, I mean the ministry as a whole. Hello? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking the way he was saying is to know more about Jesus, to know him. And so each, or the books of the Bible, no, we don't have a prepared theme. What we had been doing, we had been very heavy in the fruit of the Spirit and in Bible trivia, only because that's what they would prepare for the church. They've been studying the fruit of the Spirit and the Beatitudes. So, you know, to come up with a theme that hasn't been presented to them yet, you know, is going to be very aggressive, you know, because we have to get them to understand what it means and, you know, give them background, and those things are part of their learning experience on Sunday. But the issue, just like this last fifth Sunday, the people that were there had not been to church. The people that had come and had known what we were going to do, they didn't show up. So the ones that really had been prepared weren't there. The ones that were on program, they weren't there. And, you know, parents brought, because it was fifth Sunday, you know, an array of children, and we just put them up front and hope for the best. Pretty much is what happened. You know, I think that, you know, they should be able to be trained they love to do the ribbons, to do them in unison and then, you know, synchronized to a song. I mean, you know, you got a lot of talent in there. You got a lot of, they really enjoy doing some things. But they're not there. You know, even like as related to the shofar, we did a lot with the shofar. We bought them shofars. They had shofars. All of the little kids with shofars didn't come. So the ones that were there kind of utilized them, sort of, but not the way they had been trained to do. So that just kind of makes it, you know, like I said, it works. They have fun. They have fun. But we just want them to be, you know, more, what is the word I'm looking for? I want them to be proud of presenting something, to having labored in it and then presenting. So were you thinking of a theme? And then just say, for instance, you, Elder, you know, we've been waiting on your presentation for two fifths Sunday.
And I've just been distracted, honestly. We're finishing up these
last classes.
But I'm asking, and I don't have a solid thing, but I know once I start getting information, things start getting downloaded, so don't let me answer none of that in terms of what I got until we get to the end of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because then I'll be able to answer you. One thing I do want to say is I think it would be good, regardless of what we plan.
We can hear you.
One thing I wanted to say, regardless of what we plan, I want us to think of not a backup plan, but how we adjust if we show up and it's like five kids there. How do we adjust for low attendance? So whatever we plan, however big or whatever we do, having a backup, yeah, I guess you're going to call it a backup plan, for low attendance. So that's something I'm going to be putting my brain to as well.
Okay,
do
now
you
this
have...
This has always been the backup, no matter what. all of our children have accountability partners from sanctuary. And we let them know, if your kid don't come, you got to do what it was they were going to do. We've always been able, blessed, to have, like I say, either Pastor Marlene or Pastor Bethel, who Evangelist Diana, that kind of ad-lib with their gifting, okay, whether it's music, whatever it is. And so I think that the problem is that is not the children preparing anything. There are some things that the children can learn to do that no matter which kid shows up, they should be able to do it. So we really want to be able to share with them basic things, all of them, like all of them should be able to learn a song and sing it together. All of them, all ages, all of them. So we have to find that kind of song. All of them should be able to, you know, well, the groups that like to do the ribbon dance should be able to participate in that just as a part of praise and worship. Everything is always printed out, word for word, scripture for scripture. So it's something that if a kid doesn't know, that came that didn't know, that's what happened this last time. It was printed, so we gave it to the Hendersons, who obviously hadn't been there, but they could read, and so they just read the parts for those that weren't there. So that became the backup plan, is always to have it in. I am an in-writing person. Write it down. And and then have copies for different individuals that are, you know, willing to, first of all, they can read. But some of, obviously, my young ones, they can't read that well, so it doesn't help. So we always have scriptures written out on cards that we can always pass out to anybody to fill in. So we generally our backup plan becomes the plan.
Okay. Have you assessed any of their, like, any of their skills or any of their abilities? Because I know one of the things that myself and Elder Brittany did was we talked to them kind of after the last performance, and we asked some of them, like, what do you prefer? You know, what would be your preference? What would you like to do as a means of showing whatever your gift is? So we know that we have the miming, but I also know that the girls like to dance, but I don't know if they have, you know, had the opportunity to maybe gain, I guess, I don't want to say training, but practice as far as praise dancing.
Well, again, I find that really, really interesting because the boys keep telling me they're not miming anymore, except for Deacon Dreshawn, who I encourage them, do it by yourself. You don't have to wait on them if they don't want to do it anymore. But I, and that's something that they have the ability on the second Sunday to meet to meet after church. Is they've on the schedule to meet after church for rehearsal. So it's available, you know. But again, for them, the issue becomes their transportation. So when the adults are ready to go, they go. And if that's their ride, that's when they have to come. So it just becomes, but yes, they have the ability to do that. They they've had assessments, they've had their gift assessments, they know those things, we've gone over those things. So it's not necessarily
Can we look at those?
Pardon?
Can we look at those? Like, can we see what they, if it's okay with them? I would love to explore what the what their gift assessment is. That will better help gear how to kind of push or encourage, whatever word we want to use right now, but to get them motivated into doing what's already in there.
Well, you know, I'm thinking your better bet, because I don't know how Pastor will respond to that. She's going to respond
okay.
to going there where they are and interact with them. That's how you
okay.
really find out what's in their heart, what they will do. And it needs to happen in an environment where they have to be honest. You know, they can blow smoke up your butt all the time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they know the answer
mm-hmm.
to give. They know those.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I thought that was really funny when you said they wanted to mime them. I'm thinking, I beg them to mime. And they go, oh, we're not going to do that, don't worry. Now, that's picking your own song, doing your own thing. You got a room that you can practice in, da-da-da-da-da, and it just doesn't happen. I encourage, though Kayla is not a part of laborers, but she does come on a semi-regular basis to get involved in that area. They were part of the practicing and the training for shofar blowing. They're very interested in that. When it was time to actually do it, you know, they weren't there. But, yes,
okay.
I think that, you know, when they see that other people perhaps are investing in them, you know, coming where
mm-hmm.
they are, to, you know, that's how they, you know, it's one thing to, and I'm not knocking walking up and talking to them because they need that. Oh, they really need
mm-hmm.
that. But when you come in and actually invest time, Apostle KP, brought some issues, you know, as she came in and kind of had a frank talk with the kids. I think that one of the things that's important is to make sure whatever you do, you're going to do it so it really does include all of them. Because
mm-hmm.
you can't just take a group away and do it. Every group needs it, quite frankly. But the topic needs to be shared on at least two levels, and whoever does that should be able to do that, and mainly because you're dealing with a lot of siblings and a lot of family
mm-hmm.
members, mm-hmm. and so as a result of continued interaction at home, okay, it needs
mm-hmm.
to be a more consistent exposure of truth, I put it that way. What they do is the older ones are the accountability partners for the younger ones. They have picked the younger ones, and they're their accountability partners. And then the sanctuary is the accountability partner for the older ones. And so that is this, they call it connectivity, of exposure for them to get responsibility for the little ones, and we try to make sure it's not the ones that they literally are related to. That can be
okay.
But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Okay. We have information signages all the children have done. They give basic information, and then anything that we want to do, there's some forms that need to be developed, you know, and just some protocol that, you know, needs to be established for them. They had a little store. They were really into that store, selling their stuff after church. But the young man that was a part of it, he left. And he was the driving force. You know, so it kind of falls by the wayside. But they were really into that. They
they collected quite a bit of money doing that. And they were hustlers. You know, everybody's not a hustler. So the hustler, he gone. So their opportunities come out of them because they literally can do whatever they want. And they're told this. Church can look any way you want to look. You can go in and tell them there's no church today. And pastor will go along with it as long as somebody say a prayer and give a scripture. It's done. Whatever you want, you can do. And maybe that's too much leeway. They don't know how to know what to do with it. You know, and so you obviously you have, yes.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I think for a kid that's used to structure, you know, that's how you raise. Your parents will give you boundaries and rules, blah, blah, blah. When you say to a five-year-old, you know, you can do whatever you want, their imagination hasn't been tapped yet, so it's still kind of limited. One of the things I saw you mentioned, you know, the older ones are accountability partner for the younger ones. So I'd like to kind of explore what those relationships look like for them. But they're having me and Elder Kamisha sit with the older ones, the accountability partners, and say, okay, now we're at the table. We can pick brains and start to pull out of them what's in them to begin to create some different things for them to do, not necessarily excluding our input, but drawing their ideas out. Sometimes what I find talking to the kids at school, and they're 7 and 8, you know, they think things sound silly or, you know, that was a stupid idea or whatever, you know, and I have to just encourage them. That's not stupid. That's a very different way of looking at it. So sometimes they just need a little pool and a space, an opportunity that feels safe for them to say, well, this is what this is. But I think that's going to take some time for us to develop relationships where they feel comfortable to talk to us in that capacity, because we can say all day long, this is a safe space, we can talk, but they have to encounter us and develop, that we have to develop mm-hmm. that rapport for them to be open.
Okay, hold on now. Let me explain this to you. They don't have a problem telling mm-hmm. you everything, okay? You may have a problem mm-hmm. hearing everything. They do not have a problem.
I was just about to say that they will definitely tell you, as long as you're going to sit there and listen to them. I would agree. Yes, they will. They'll tell you whatever it is you want to know. You better be ready.
Good Jesus. Yes. Lord have mercy. Yes. And they don't care if you say it or not, quite frankly. This generation is a trip. But I hear what you say. You know, and they do. Mm-hmm. They don't appreciate. I've noticed the. What do I want to say that? I'll just say they do appreciate it when they see you put an investment in them, and it's mm-hmm. genuine. Because if it ain't genuine for them, they don't care what you want or how you feel. They don't care. You know, don't matter. So I'm not trying to paint them as, you know, not monsters. They're not. I mean, they're normal, you know, young people. Just their level of responsibility and commitment. You know, they preach in there. They bring sessions. They anoint and they pray for one another. So it's not that they don't do, if you will, church. I try to really make sure they understand the different things we do in worship so that they understand when they're in there what's going on and why and where, you know, the support for it out of the Bible. But I guess the biggest part is for them to show up regular and have a structured curriculum for them to follow. You got to keep them engaged.
As far as curriculum, is there a specific book, type of book outside of the Bible? You know what I'm saying? Like the kid activities you use?
No, I get it all over. Yeah.
Okay.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's just whatever the theme is and whatever, you know, the teaching is going to be for a season, a variety of resources, so it kind of touches on the 3-year-old, the 7-year-old, and the grown one. So everybody has their own version of something. They all have their notebook, their folder, and their Bible, and they have a place where they keep it. The 7 to 12 years, what's it called? They have like a book, what's it called?
A journal?
No. It's a pouch. They keep their stuff in their pouch. And then the 0 to 5, they have lunch boxes. And then their stuff is in their lunch box, whether it's their scissors, their glue, their whatever. And we also put their snack in there, too, when it's snack time. So they take a little box into their table and they do their thing. And you can usually do that, and you don't have to worry about them because that will – they got their lunchbox, they happy. So they got the scissors, the glue, the crayon, you know, their stickers and their little toy is in there and their lunch. And so a lot of, you know, the snack. So, you know, a lot of times they're at a table, they're fine. They love their, you know, little silly songs. They, oh, my God. What is that? Musical chairs is like the game of, you know, choice. Oh, my God, what they do with musical chairs. And I'm talking about from 21 to the one that's just learning to walk. So, but, yeah.
That is
so, I mean, they need music. Even though they come up with music, you know, we have, you know, we just need an influx of, you know, current music. You know, usually Diana brings me stuff and Deacon Grayshaw. But they all. But, you know, it's almost like I need it on a CD, you know, something. Because when we put it on the phone, either you don't hear it good or, you know, noisy or skit or you don't have internet or. Always something. They have their own. They have two computers, a laptop. No, that, what do they call them? They tablets that they that's been donated to them, and they have access for with. But you know, like I say, we have the CD player. That way, you can make it as loud as you want, or you know, make your ears. I really need like music going on. On CD, especially if it's going to be a
if
song.
If y'all have Wi-Fi in there, then getting a speaker would be good because.
We got a speaker, but the problem is your Wi-Fi comes and goes. If you just don't get good Wi-Fi in that building.
Okay.
Even though I know my phone is a hotspot, and something else is a hotspot, but it doesn't always work well.
What about computers?
Do have speakers. Huh?
You got portable speakers?
Okay. Yes, we have portable speakers.
Okay.
How do those work?
Pastor Bethel, is she on the line? I forgot what that thing is. I know we got portable speakers. That's the little thing, you know. Yeah, we got portable speakers. But that other thing, she talks to us. But that needs the internet. Okay, she said that's a Bluetooth. And then, you know, you can talk to them, but they don't talk to us.
Okay,
let me ponder that, too. Is there anything else in particular you would like for us to know?
We got whatever we're going to do, we need to start Sunday.
as it relates to Fifth Sunday. So that's my immediate goal, is to come up with something to prepare the kids for Fifth Sunday. A structure, or not a structure, but a, well, yeah, a structure program, you know, however they want to do and however they want it to be, but to give them something to build off of.
Okay. Well, after we sit here and really look at this, you said you want us to start at least by this Sunday. Can we plan to give you a call or get back together on a call with you? Like, I don't know, maybe like Saturday evening or what have you, just to maybe kind of touch base on what we have come up with and see what it is,
remember,
that we want to build on.
Okay. Now, that's fine. But like I said, I'm a person, I need it in writing. So there are things that, you know, I'll print off so that when I come in, I can give it to the kids. This is what we're going to do. This is your part or whatever it is. Even if it's what that young man does, if I need to write down, have all the books of the Bible and divide them up in the five parts or something, I mean, I don't know, and make sure the whatever it is we're going to do, I would like to have it to put it, they can take it home and get started. Because whatever it's going to be, they got to get started with. Even if it's, we're going to aggressively try to teach them the book of the Bible. I don't know. That should be interesting.
Okay. Man, that will be.
But yes.
But you also said part of the other issue is transportation. So, in reaching out to the parents, I don't know, maybe we can coordinate something with them as well. I don't know. How often is Bethany open up to us?
I'm sorry?
How often how often is Bethany opened up to us? So if we say, you know, from, you know, this Saturday on up until Fifth Sunday, if we can coordinate a time frame on when the kids should be there in order to practice. Like, even if we have to see what we can do to kind of band together to get them there to practice or what have you, is that a possibility as well?
Yes, that's always a possibility. It has to be approved and turned in so that they know when we're accessing the building. That has to be approved ahead of time. So I would say our biggest window is going to be Sunday. Now, after Sunday is Thursday, before Sunday. So they can't do it after that leadership training on core Sunday, but they can still stay after church to get it done and rehearse during that time and during their actual session. So that's probably, because like I say, I know the mines have after service third Sunday is set aside for them. So they definitely have after service. And, you know, and if it's going to be after service, probably do, you know, need to feed them something because they eat like horses. But understandably, I mean, you're in church from 10 to 3, you're going to want more than just chips and cookies. But that's something that we know we can definitely provide. That's not a big deal. So that's what I would say. We would be limited to Sunday access after and during after service. Even on Fourth Sunday, we could probably clear it now with a powerful for the different individuals that would not have to be in leadership. And by Fourth Sunday, whatever they're going to do, they should pretty much know to do it. And they can just practice the doing of it. And you guys wouldn't have to be in there. I could just do it every time. So, basically, that's, we want to prepare them for this time. Oh, somebody got that. I'm sorry. You're on speaker now.
Okay.
Okay. Pass the best day, okay. You were here, but you weren't. Yes.
Oh,
so,
no, I actually just called in.
Oh, okay.
I just saw the email, so I just dialed in.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, just, I know it's a rush, you know, but it's like, okay, we got a month. And I did not know originally, I'll say a week ago, that September had 5 funded. I was thinking of December, which it has in as well. However, I was told, oh, y'all got 5 funded in September. It's like, oh, snap. Okay. So.
Right.
So, I mean, I believe that some version of what the young man does is possible. And we just need to creatively figure out how.
Okay.
Who Jesus is definitely a part of the curriculum for the year. Who is Jesus? And he certainly gives them 66 bare minimum. Presentations of who Jesus is. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, even if we take part of that and make it the queers for the church, church things the life of these queers, you know, they don't necessarily do it. So,
okay. Like a matching type thing?
Sure. I mean, I don't know. What if matching fill in the blank? I don't know.
Are we talking about another game now? For them to be able to play or another activity? Are we talking about another activity for them to kind of engage in?
Say that one more time. I can't hardly hear that.
Okay, are we talking about like a game or something? Is that what you said? I heard somebody say something about matching, like matching.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess just an option. I would prefer somehow that the kids would do it or present it, but overseer said even if the, you know, we presented as a form of a quiz. So in my head, I saw matching. One side was the books of the Bible, and the other side was the who Jesus was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Or Bible Jeopardy too. I guess I can see it that way too.
Yeah, we don't want to challenge you. Face where it's too hard because they really freak out.
Oh, man.
But imagine.
Okay.
Because, see, even if we put it like on an 8x11 card laminated, you know, like a full sheet of paper laminated, you know, the book of the Bible and then the characteristic of fright, and you match the kid with the, you know, the two papers, put them together, you know, say, okay, that one goes to that and that kid and those two go together with the books of the Bible, but obviously you want to have all the books of the Bible. Right. So if we even just took 10 books that involves 20 kids, and that's 5 from the old, 5 from the new, and we can pick whichever one we want. We don't have to do the first 5, even though that would be interesting to see how they would do with that. But then that's something that we could, you know, definitely present Sunday to the kids, a printout of all the books of the Bible and how Christ is presented in that book, and then choose the ones we want to use. Is that the kind of match you were thinking of, Pastor? Huh?
That could work as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least that way the kids would be involved in it.
Right.
Right. Now, I think, I don't know if
okay, I have a question.
Yes.
That, forgive me. I just realized this weekend. And so I'm wondering how we are going to reach out to parents and guardians to make sure that we have little people participate, that the children and young adults are present.
Yes.
For the just present period. So I realize this is a holiday weekend. You know, away celebrating.
Right. I think you could have drink that. Well, and that's why we were going to reach out to the parents. We want to decide whether or not we want them in a uniform color, because the parents need advance notice of that. And the parents generally want them in that. So if it's, a color that we think we can get away with, we want to be able to start preparing the parents to do that now.
Okay.
I had thought, and that's just because they're my colors, is black and white, but all black or all white. But I know it's after September, and you ain't supposed to wear all white after September and all that.
I don't know anything about that, but just, you know, letting the parents know so that the children can have whatever it is you all decide.
Right.
And then, but equally as important, that we actually get the young people, because more often than not seems to happen is that the young people aren't present leading up to their Sunday, and then on their Sunday, the children that have been present are not present on that Sunday, and then you get this influx of young people like, yeah, this is our Sunday, but they have been for, you know, there for the teaching or training or whatever
right.
the case may be. I just wondered how we could join forces with you getting youth and young adults present, and then present on time, and then present on time in Kingdom Church.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Exactly.
They need to be reached out to. I was going to do Friday. I don't know so much that email works as text. I think text works better than email, because some of y'all going to see y'all later. But I think if it's in text, you're going to see it when it comes to your phone. And so, say for instance, the Jays, you know, the Miracle and that family, I believe Apostle KP has them. You know, so if she reaches out to that family, and I mean, we can do it by families, you know, but they'll, because like I say, a lot of them are family. Apostle can reach out to Timothy's family. That's a tribe right there. And then I don't think we can reach out to the owner or Sister Vatima. Reach out to that family and Minister Chanel, you know, because then that's another
instead of four. So if individuals would reach out to the adults surrounding the children, I don't know if Minister Katie, Evangelist Katie is on the line, but she has two that she's the accountability partner for. So really if the adults that are accountability partners for the children will reach out to the children can vote their parents. And so we'll make an announcement Sunday. Somebody can fill out an announcement for Sunday, encouraging the children's accountability partners to contact the young people through the week to make sure that they are, practicing their part, or learning their piece or whatever, or preparing to be at church.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. No, they're not going to be happy with Trump at all. He's canceling all federal employees' pay raises. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
That's horrible. Oh, my God. Okay. Because he do them, then the next he'll be messing with people with Social Security checks. I know how that goes. Anyhow. All right. We will pray. We will definitely pray. That's a very good idea. I can send out, I can email everyone the list of the young people's accountability partners. And if you see that you have somebody, phone number in your phone, call us. And I guess if we just bombard them with bring your kids, that we probably need to get more snacks, but they will bring their kids.
Okay, two things.
Yes.
I got to back up.
Think that can be on the rotation. It was a time that the announcements were being made and very, very urgent in bringing things. But, as time passes, it's not announced, and that clearly needs to be on the rotation.
Okay. So we have a standard announcement for that. We have a young lady who loves to go in there and give the announcement. So we will give, if she's there, we will give it to somebody from Kingdom Church to go in and make the announcement. That'll be fine. I'll write that down. Okay. All right. Elder Buck, you were going to input?
I was going to ask you, I got to back up a little bit. You mentioned that some of the guys were saying they weren't going to mime anymore. Was that because of the transportation issue or something else?
Oh, that was something else. One never liked doing it at all. It wasn't what he wanted to do. Now he's grown, so he's not going to do it. The other, is just in a weird place, and that's just not what he wants to spend his time on. And Deacon Drayshawn loves it, and I think he should be encouraged to do it if he got to do it by himself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my other thing is, and this is just what I have observed in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not by any means saying, let's do this. I just want to post people. Parents like seeing their kids participating in Youth Sunday. Always seeing it. But if they don't come to be to practice and prepare for whatever the presentation is, they didn't get to participate. That doesn't mean on any other Sunday they can't participate. That's not what I'm suggesting. But if you don't come to practice and prepare and study and put in the work with everybody else, you don't get to participate. That's what made me think about kind of just making the adjustment. It's not your kid ain't kicked out of Kingdom Kids, but for the kids that do put in the work and show up on Sunday, they should participate. All the parents, like to see their kid. And, that's just my thought. Because what I saw over the years is parents wanted to see their kid up there so bad that they would start getting up on time to get their kid there to practice with the rest of the other kids.
Okay, I have been in a lot of church environments. I understand exactly what you're saying. However, I cannot tell a child no because their parents didn't have the fortitude to bring them. So I'm not going to punish a child. You can't participate. As far as I'm concerned, every child can clap their hands, stomp their feet, and raise their hands and praise in God. And if you can read, and it's the Word of God, I'm going to give you a piece of paper that all you have to do is go up there and read what's on the Word of God. Now, I do have a problem with, you know, 15-year-olds reading it like they've never seen it before in their life. I think when you're that age, you ought to have memorized it or sit down. So I understand what you're saying. I just don't know how that will help the children. You know, and I do know that our children have a way of manipulating the parents, and the parents want them to be there. That's why all those kids showed up this last fifth Sunday, because parents and grandparents and whatever, whatever, neighbors, whatever, wanted the kids to see kids worshiping God. And so those kids that are doing it, they're coming, and they want to be, they want to do it. It's, you know, I want to do it too. So, I mean, I do, there is a segment of the service that should be, set aside for those that have put in the work. Absolutely. Okay. I 100% agree with you. But I do think there needs to be a portion of it for those that weren't there, couldn't be there, wouldn't there, whatever the reason. You know, but if they're willing. One of the things I saw march in and, you know, march around. Kids love to march around. Just trying to get the energy out of it, quite frankly. But I thought maybe we would just announce each child. That child's accountability partner would announce the child, and the child would come in, and, you know, that the shofar blowers can blow the shofar when each one of the kids come in, and they stand at their seat and they sit down. So kind of like the ordination, you know, kind of honoring them as opposed to them coming in. Because they can still walk around and do whatever they want. You know, not whatever to do, but, you know, be more interactive. But that was just a thought that I had. So we will see how that works and as we get in contact with their accountability partners. Okay. Keep talking. Was it macaroni salad? Anybody else? Input? Okay, so check your email. I need something. Right now,
I make sure
I have everybody that's on the line.
So, are there any? Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are there any assignments that are being made or just
I'm doing that
reach
right
your...
now. Okay, calling parents. Who's going to volunteer?
I can call.
I can do that, Pastor Bethel.
Doesn't somebody... Oh, okay, never mind. I was going to say they would need to know who the parent, guardian, or contact person or child would be?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's past the step down, so.
You want to do it right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Music. Need someone to get us some music. And we're going to make the theme, you know, names of Jesus, you know, to know Jesus. You know, Allison will make, you know, any songs that give us those names. And then the match game. Okay, Pastor Marletta, do music.
I can do some music.
Okay, then you need to coordinate with a run that book the music. Okay. We have to do a list of the books of the Bible. What did I say? The announcement. Clothes. You know, what is uniform?
So it has been decided that the young people are going to wear uniforms? Or
yeah.
The young people are deciding that?
Usually the parents decide. But I think we have enough people here that we can, and we have a variety of people, including yourself, Apostle, who can, do you want them in a uniform color?
I want whatever the parents and or guardians are willing to do. So, that's cool.
Well, as a parent and a guardian, what are you willing to do? You know, we had that season of camouflage. Everybody came through with camouflage. We had the season of the young man had shirts and eyes.
That's why I'm asking, because we provided those things. So
exactly.
I
want to
kind of be proactive.
Well, okay, then the answer is no. Nobody has ever always come up with stuff for their kids. We've always either had a shirt with a tie to give somebody or a camouflage handkerchief, anything. You know, so we've always...
I was going to suggest that I contact the parents. That's something that I can ask if they're willing to do, if they would be for a uniform, and kind of get a consensus and go on.
Sounds good.
Okay.
So you will do a survey. Okay. Okay, so Pastor Bethel, she'll call and she'll do a survey. Pastor, I just need you. I'm going to send you the list of Christian church. So if there's someone on there you don't have information for, you just let me know.
Okay.
Like Talia, I think maybe, and
hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah.
Pastor Bethel, I hear you. I don't know if we lost connection.
No, I'm here as well.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure who that is, but hello.
This is Elder Kamisha.
Oh, hello. Hello, Elder.
Hey.
Okay, well, I don't know what happened to Oprah's phone.
Okay, sorry about that. My phone hung up on me.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Pastor Bell will do the call. I will send you the list.
Turn the light on.
I'll send everybody a list of who their accountability partners are so you can get a feel for it and who we're addressing. We'll do the list of the books of the Bible. Pastor Marlette and Elder Buck is coming up with some songs. We have to do an announcement, and then we have to do the actual flow of the service. I think that we should teach them a song. Who wants to do that? And they need to teach them the rhythm. Because they're going to do those rhythms, so they just need to know how to do them.
Teach
who
a song? The Ribbon Girls? Or
yeah.
The Home Kingdom Church?
Let's not go.
Well, remember. Huh? Remember
when
we were all
talking about people.
After church, too. So we'll start announcing this Sunday that they'll have after service rehearsal. Except on, what did you say, the fourth Sunday? Well, they'll have it on fourth Sunday, but it'll just be look a little different. It won't interfere with the leadership. Huh? Oh, okay. Well, we'll check that out with Pat. So.
Did you say there was going to be an after service rehearsal?
Yes, opportunity for rehearsal, yes. We knew that the boys already had set up for the mimes to have an after service time. I think it was set. Oh.
Yes, I'm aware,
though. No, that's what we were bringing to you. You may have gotten on the phone yet.
No, I heard
because
it.
Because that way. Oh, okay. Well. So you heard it. So what did you say, Apostle?
I guess.
Felt that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no, I'm listening. You just felt that.
As opposed to trying to find other days that kids, young people can come to the church and rehearse.
I heard that suggestion. That can't happen.
Okay, so rather than have that happen, while we have them on Sunday, you know, maybe for a half an hour or so after church, they continue to rehearse. Wouldn't be this Sunday, obviously, because they wouldn't know what they'd be rehearsing. But just using that time for rehearsal. So if we get that approval, we'll make that announcement for the Sundays following this Sunday. I would recommend for Tiara to do the ribbon training because she really does that really well with the kids. She really gets them going.
Yeah, I think that we definitely can find out their availability, and I think transportation is going to be a huge issue. So we definitely need people to make a commitment to possibly transport
Okay, well,
I have a question. Do they all live kind of within the same vicinity of one another? Do we know?
No.
You have Joliet, you have East, you have Far South, you have East, you have Further South.
Mm-hmm. When you
sure
say
Further
South, are you talking beyond South Suburb or?
Just within the south side of Chicago, I should put it that way.
Okay.
If transportation is going to be in Eastern, then we can coordinate, and I can assist with the transporting to make sure that they'll be able to either get there or get home on the days that rehearsals are scheduled.
Say that again.
I can't understand
what you're saying. It's not clear.
Oh, I don't know.
I have something to drink. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay.
Oh. Okay. What I was saying is, if transportation is a major factor, if we can conversate and be able to coordinate, I can assist with the transporting and assisting with getting, if it's them getting home, as when we discussed earlier, like if when it's time for their ride to leave, they have to leave. As long as we can coordinate it, I can assist with the transportation.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
Do you have any fries? Okay. All right. So that's part of what we will pull up their addresses, because I got some that's got new ones. Those I don't have.
Okay.
Well, we may have two whose addresses have changed. But we will definitely get started. So we got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the list. Yes.
When we start talking about transportation, what kind of insurance or liability position does that put us in when we start talking about transporting people's kids?
Which is why I wanted it on Sunday, and they get here the way they get here. However, I believe that, and again, I said that we needed consent forms, someone to come up with some consent forms so that the guardians or the parents that are not going to be there will agree to. Particularly if we pick them up and bring them home. But if they bring them and we're just taking them home, then you're just getting a kid a ride home and we should be okay. Which is why I wanted to keep it on Sundays. And that way it's a part of, them coming to church and, someone, huh?
Yes, and just somebody giving them a ride home. So that liability prayerfully will be covered as long as we view it that way. And or have consent forms where they release us from any liability. Obviously, you need to have insurance on your car, you know, which is whatever, you know, required by law. Okay. Any more questions or comments or input or concerns? Anything else? Well, I think we got a lot to run with here. So I definitely will get the list of Kingdom Church individuals and their accountability partners out to everybody. Pastor Bethel, you'll go over the list, and anyone's name you don't have or number, you can give me a call, and then I'll pick up the slack there. Pastor Mylett and Elder Buck going to come up with us some songs, music again. I need them on CD. Don't tell me to push a button on the phone. That won't work. We need it burned, whatever. So if we need to buy it to burn it, just send me the name of the song and the artist, and then I can burn it on my computer on a CD and we're fine. So that's how we'll do that. The match game, we're going to start off with this list of the books of the Bible, and we'll divide it up, you know, maybe into five. Well, six. There's a six book. Six people with 10 things. But we'll look to see which ones we want to do, and you'll come up with our game plan, Pastor Bethel.
Correct. Pastor Bethel.
Okay. Then Elder Kamisha is committing to assessment and so just getting a feel for, you know, who wants the thing, I guess. Well, I think they should all. Hopefully, is Evangelist Diana going to be in church Sunday? Well, actually, if y'all come up with a song, I could teach this. You know, I don't have a problem.
Overseer, can you tell me what kind of assessment is being done?
Just, you know, where do they want to work, what they want to do. She'll have a list of the people, and as she's interacting in Kingdom Church, she can tell, okay, this one likes music, this one likes dancing, this one likes jumping up and down.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed that. As who's interacting in Kingdom Church?
Elder Kamisha and Elder Buck.
Okay, are working in Kingdom Church.
I didn't say they were working in Kingdom Church. They have a teenage ministry proposal. And one of the things I suggested is to invest in the children. And then you can get an insight as to where they are. And the best way to do that is to be present when they're present on Sunday. That way I get a little help. They get a little help. We all got a little help.
Gotcha. Just trying to get our plan together for September. No, I said that's fine. I am listening so that I can get our plan together for September. So I am,
right,
you know, listening so that I'll know,
yes,
who is, who isn't,
right,
et cetera.
You know, and then here's the other thing, you know, what they want to do doesn't necessarily have to start this month. But that's going forward, I believe that's how it has to be established, is by interacting with the children, the young people. So they don't have to do it in September, because September we're really focusing on fifth Sunday.
Now, I think you can get a lot of insight on the kids, young people, when you see how they prepare for something. So it's good to observe, you know, how they prepare and you know, whatever. So that's where we came up with that. I don't think that Minister Evangelist Katie is on the line. Are you on the line, Evangelist? She generally assists in Kingdom Church. So, and the teacher is always there. I reached out, but I guess I don't have her email. I reached out to the son, but I don't know, maybe to tell her, but I don't think she's on the line. But she's one of the regulars that is staffing. And Evangelist Dana, obviously with a best friend, is in there. So, really, it's awesome. I appreciate you guys coming up here Thursday evening. Again, I'm done. So we can close out in prayer. Let's close out in prayer. Alyssa, are there any more insights, input?
Yes.
Okay, what's up?
Not necessarily for Fifth Sunday because I think we got that sold up, but I want to get an opportunity to write with the kids, like, you know, put together our own poem or something of that sort that we could do that we could do as a part of our praise component to praise and worship.
So is this going to be for December? Or what?
Yeah, sure. There gives us plenty of time.
Okay. All right. All righty then.
The book.
Okay. Anything else? All minds clear. And hearts open. Amen.
God, we come, we thank you, we exalt you, and we lift you up. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, which will lead, God, and direct us. Father God, as we come before you, we ask for wisdom and understanding, Father God, for strategy, Father God, for Kingdom Church and Fifth Sundays and how to proceed forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you've gone before us, and you caused every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. So we thank you, Father God, for cooperation with guardians and family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that they will see the young people, will see the zeal of the elders, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and they will long for it, Father God. We thank you that our faith will be relevant, Father God, and as our apostles will say, it will be contagious. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We render this Sundays up to you now in part, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and to overseer, Father God, that she may write it and we can run with it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that which you have to happen, Father God. We thank you and we praise you. We cover the youth, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that the heart behind this, Father God, will be pure, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you hold their destinies in your hand. And thank you, Father God, that you've given us wisdom on our impartation into it. And we thank you and we praise you for unity and oneness. Thank you that your word says that when the people were on one accord, great and mighty exploits that they do, Father God. So we call for the great and the mighty exploits as a manifestation of our unity, Father God, and our one accordness. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you all.
Amen.
We'll be hearing from you on Saturday and Sunday. Okie dokie. God bless you guys.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
Have a